Hey, friend, I don't know if you know this, but I have a new book coming out on March 5th. It's called Protect Your Peace, 9 Unapologetic Principles to Thrive in a Chaotic World. And I would love your support by pre-ordering my book. Go to TrentShelton.com/book. Why pre-order? Because as an author, it helps me get on more TV shows. The book gets in more stores. And for you, you get a whole bunch of cool free stuff that will go away soon if you don't pre-order. So go pre-order the book. Get the book. This book is going to change the world. Let's get it. Hey, you. Thanks for rocking with me today. I have a message for you. This is what I know is true. You've either been here, you're here right now, or life is going to bring you here at some point. And I want to talk about the state of overwhelm. And the reason I want to be vulnerable and real, because a lot of people will show you the highlights. A lot of people will show you the ups and like, this is so great. Listen, I'm in a season right now, as you know, of marketing my book, Protect Your Peace, which comes out, what's today? I'm losing track of days. Today's March 3rd. I'm recording this on March 3rd. It comes out March 5th in 2 days. You actually can probably find it now because I've seen people find it early. I don't know how they got it. I don't know if they got the plug at Barnes and Nobles or what, but I've seen people post. I'm like, how you got the book? Anyways, you might can find it right now and go get it. But I'm in, obviously, this season of Protect Your Peace, and it's a beautiful season because the last 15 years, I've taught the world what Protect Your Peace is all about. And now you see the world talking about Protect Your Peace. I see it everywhere, and I love it. And I believe this is the book that the world needs right now. So if you can share this, we are so close to hitting bestseller lists. Whether we hit that or not, it's still going to make impact. But while we're close, we might as well do it. So if you can share this, promote this on your stories, on your Instagram, your Facebook, and just say, hey, go get this book. Just share the picture of it. I think the words speak for itself. Everybody who's seen this cover said, man, I need that, without even reading the book. So many people need peace in their life. But I digress. And the reason I'm recording this episode and being vulnerable, because I want to show you the other side. Yes, it is beautiful. It's incredible. But if I'm being real with you, the state of overwhelm is trying to find my life in real time. It is 6:45 in the morning. I am just getting to my house in Dallas. I'm committed to recording this podcast episode for you. I refuse to take a episode off. I literally just got off a red eye flight. I got in Dallas at 5 a.m. I stopped by the donut shop because I got to bring the kids donuts, glaze. You know what I mean? I got to bring them donuts when they wake up and they're happy to see daddy. I got to bring them donuts. Just something that I do. I'm right now recording this episode, and when I finish this episode, I got to ship books off to important people. When I do finish that, I have to go coach my 7-on-7 football team because it's a non-negotiable for me, like non-negotiable. And I'm here to coach them, and after I coach them, after we win the championship, yeah, I'm claiming that, I got to get on a flight to New York. So Friday, I was in L.A. Sunday, I'm about to be in New York because I'm on the Today Show. By the way, if you're listening to this on Monday, depending on what you're listening to, I might be already on there, but I'm on the Today Show. Go blow up the Today Show's Instagram. They might probably post me or something like that. Let's light it up. We'll protect your peace. And then I'm in New York for 48 hours. And my life has been like that. My life is so crazy that somebody asked me where I was last week and I couldn't remember. I was like, bro, I was somewhere. I just can't remember. I'm sharing this because sometimes life gives you the lesson that you've been trying to teach. And more than ever, life is giving me the lesson of protecting your peace that I'm teaching to the world. And it's a beautiful lesson. But overwhelm is trying to find my life, like it finds so many people's lives. So many people are in a state of overwhelm, and maybe it's you, where you have to be everything to everybody. You can't take a break. You can't take a day off. All these requests from your job, from your kids, from everybody, and you feel overwhelmed. And the crazy thing about it is a lot of us, we stay in that state. We're human, so we're going to get into that emotional state, but you're not supposed to stay there. A lot of us, we've been in overwhelm for the last 15 years, the last decade of our life. We literally live in that state. No wonder why we can't experience peace. No wonder why we can't experience inner joy. No wonder why we always feel stressed out. No wonder why we always in panic mode, and our life is being guided by panic mode. And so I want to share this today, just something tactical, something simple that has helped me shift my perspective, which y'all know I talk about in the book. You know, I live by it, shifting my perspective. And all that is changing what I focus on.
You know, some of us, our perspective is overwhelming. That's what we'll find. What you feed your mind will grow in your soul. What you feed yourself, what you focus on is what you will feel. And so I want to give you something tactically, one simple thing, and you can create whatever you want, but I'm going to just show you one simple thing that helped me shift from overwhelmed to being overjoyed. Because joy is a choice also in that state of overwhelm. But it's your perspective that's going to control how you define the moment. It's your perspective that's going to control how you see what you're going through. So as I'm driving through LA and I'm like thinking about all the things I got to do, I got to fly home. I got to take care of all the things in the house. I got to go coach my team. I got to go to New York. I got to make sure everything is straight. I got to still promote the book. I got to do the podcast. I got to do this and that. All the things. And of course, I'm feeling overwhelmed because I'm thinking about all the things that I have to do, that I have to do. And I know you heard this before, but it is a powerful shift. Like, yeah, I got to do it, but I get to do it. Like, Trent, don't you forget that you used to pray to be in this position. And this is the shift. This is the conversation I'm having with myself. You used to pray for times like this. Don't you forget. You get an opportunity to be on the biggest podcast on the Today Show, for goodness sakes, to promote Protect Your Peace. Like nothing, like not promote nothing great, to protect your peace. What you've been fighting for the last 15 years. And this is a conversation I'm having with myself. Like, I know it's a lot. I know you got a lot on your plate, bro. But don't you forget the times when you had nothing on your plate. Don't let your blessings become burdens. I literally look at myself in the mirror and say, Trent, don't let your blessings become burdens. There was times when you would have did backflips to have the opportunity to be on the biggest podcast in the world, to be able to share your message, to be able to walk through airports, to get on different flights because, yeah, it's a time like, man, I got to catch another flight. And I had to shift my perspective into really realizing, like, the blessing, the position that I have right now, to be a voice to the world, to be able to give this message of protecting your peace. And what that did, it shifted my attitude, right, to be filled with gratitude. I literally had a moment in my car, I pulled to the side of the road and I cried. I said, man, because every person I brought this book to, the look on their face, it was a look on their face that I hoped to see when I was writing this book. They're like, man, I need that, bro. Everybody, man, woman, everybody had that same look. And I said, bro, what you focusing on is the wrong thing. I know it's a lot. I know you're traveling a lot. I know you're away from the family. I know you got to still do all these things and be who you are to everybody. I know it might be heavy. But the crown that you wear, it's a reason why you wear it, bro. It's a reason why you wear it. It's a reason why you're in position. Don't you forget all the work you put in just to get to this moment. And the reason I'm sharing this is because sometimes we allow overwhelm to fill our soul and we find reasons to support that overwhelm and reasons to complain. And you literally miss the moment that you're in. In 2019, I believe my book came out, The Greatest Year. Maybe it's 2018. 2019, yeah. I kind of missed the moment that I was in when my book came out because I was so overwhelmed with everything. And I missed that beautiful moment of really celebrating my book and celebrating that hard work that was put in because I was overwhelmed. And so I told myself this year, I'm not doing that. You're about to shift your perspective. And so what I did to reiterate, I just told myself, Trent used to pray for times like this. And that triggered me to shift my perspective to feeling overjoyed. I went from feeling overwhelmed to a smile on my face. Trent, don't let your blessings become burdens. That trigger to shift. And so I want to ask you that question, like, what can you put in your life? What trigger? What statement? Maybe it's reflective therapy, as I call it. And that's what I did. I sat and I reflect. You're reading the book about having a disruptor. When you're having a negative flow in your life, a negative flow of overwhelm, what's going to be the disruptor that's going to disrupt you from getting out of overwhelm to overjoy? Because joy is still an option even when you're feeling overwhelmed. It's just a perspective shift. It's just a choice on what you want to focus on. And so my reflective therapy, what I call it, is just, which what I do is I stop, I pause, I breathe, and I say, man, how can I shift my perspective in this moment? How can I realize the blessings in this moment? How can I find more appreciation in this moment? And I just reflected on my journey. I reflected on the writing process. I reflected on how hard I've been going for the words "protect your peace" for at least the last decade, 15 years. And I just stopped and I paused and I reflected. And I said, man, that past you, that 2009 you, would be very disappointed in you, Trent. That you're allowing the moment to slip away with being overwhelmed. When you know for a fact, you would have been so excited to be in this position.
Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself, once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it.
And listen, I get it, y'all. Sometimes the overwhelm is coming from you not setting boundaries. Sometimes the overwhelm is coming from you not saying no. And that's kind of a whole different podcast episode to talk about, which setting boundaries is the first principle in the book that you will learn about. But this is the overwhelm of like good things. The overwhelm of you being in the position, the overwhelm of you having the responsibility. And I know it can be tough at times when your mom, your dad, your CEO, your friend, your coach, you're all these titles and things to people. I get that. But you're blessed to be in that position. You're blessed to have that opportunity. And even though these past few weeks have been a lot, but it's been amazing. And I had to shift my perspective with that too. I was like, Trent, has it really been a lot? Like, all you're doing is going on podcasts. Like, all you're doing is taking flights. And you sleep on the flights anyway. Is it really a lot? Is it really hard? And when I thought about it, it wasn't. Like, I know what hard is. Hard is losing your mama, right? Hard is, man, how I'm gonna make these bills meet? Hard is, man, how I'm gonna get through this situation? How I'm gonna get through this moment? That's hard. And so these conversations I'm having with myself, that overwhelm is slowly diminishing, slowly slipping away. But I had a choice that I want to be clear. I had a choice in that moment to feed my overwhelm. Most people do that. They find the reasons to support it. Yep, I am doing a lot. Yep, nobody appreciates me. Yep, man, this is tiring. And you just keep adding to it. And then your blessings become heavy. And I want to reiterate that your blessings become heavy. And that's not a way to live life. It's not a way to live life. I wasn't going to share this on this episode, but I want to share it. And I'm going to be brief with this. I'll probably do another episode more in depth about this. But I was having a conversation with the individual, and I told him, I said, man, there's three things you need in your life. And I came across these three things before in my past. And I realized in my life, this is what's helped me live a life of joy. This is what's actually helped me get out of overwhelm a lot. And so there's three things that you really need. This has helped me live a vibrant life. And that's what I want for you. Okay, so this is a two-part podcast episode. Just follow my heart. I'm probably delirious right now because I'm running on fumes. I even went to sleep. Like, I'm literally donut shop right in here recording this episode because I love you guys so much. And I'm going to get my rest. I know y'all going to be in my box. Trent, get your rest. I'm getting my rest, trust me. But if you want to live a more vibrant life, a more purposeful life, there's three things that I want you to think about. Number one, okay, that you definitely need in your life. Three things you need in your life. Number one, the first thing you need in your life is someone to love. And I would even say something to love, but we can say someone to love. And listen, yes, it's easy to talk about a companion. It's easy to talk about a marriage, a relationship. It's easy to talk about someone outside of you. And that may be the case. That's a beautiful thing, by the way. If you can have someone to love, it heightens who you are. I do agree with that. I know sometimes in situations, it lessens who we are. But I want to focus on loving yourself. That someone you need to love needs to be you. And I would ask you right now, like, what's the level on which you love yourself? Because I know most people in this world, by conversation, by people that I meet, they're not loving themselves, they're judging themselves. They're tearing themselves down, they're being their own enemy. And so what I want you to do starting today is love you. Yes, the flaws, the mistakes, the imperfections, all of those things that make you a human, I want you to love you despite those things. Those things make up who you are. It doesn't mean that you're less. Because trust me, everybody in this world has a struggle. Some people just hide theirs better. But you got to learn how to love you unconditionally. It starts there. You set the tone for your life. As I preach so much, it starts with you loving yourself unconditionally, not based upon if you're succeeding, not based upon if people love you, not based upon if this is going right in your life, freaking conditionally. I almost said another word there, unconditionally. You loving yourself, you giving that love to yourself because it all starts with you. So if you want to live a more vibrant life, the first thing is that you have to have someone to love, and that someone is you. Second thing, if you want to live a more vibrant life and live a life of overjoy instead of overwhelm, you have to have something to do. And when I look at people that don't enjoy their life, when I look at my life at times, when I didn't enjoy my life, it's because I didn't have nothing to do. I was living in the mundane. I was living in the cycle of life where it's just waking up to go to sleep the same day, and I had nothing to do with my life. And when you have nothing to do, you feel like you don't have purpose. When you don't have purpose, you feel purposeless. And when you feel purposeless, you feel like life is meaningless. And so it starts with having a purpose in your life. You might say, Trent, how do I find purpose? You create the purpose. You are the purpose. I always say the thing in your soul that's really burning, a burning desire. And usually we don't listen to what's in our heart because we discredit it, because we think about all our circumstances and the resources that we don't have and why we can never be that. We count ourselves out so much. But what if you start listening to your soul? We talk about that in the book. What if you start listening to that internal alignment and say, you know what? I'm going to go do this thing. And listen, it's not about being successful. It's not about being the success isn't in the outcome. The success is in the obedience. It's in the obedience of listening to your soul to go do the thing. I never determined my worth in my life or who I was or the level of who I am by the success of the outcome. I've determined it by the obedience and listening to what was on my heart to do. I said, Trent, you're successful because you're being obedient to what your soul is telling you to do. You're listening to your soul and you're doing what your soul is telling you to do. So for you listening to this right now, like, I want you to take it to the next level. When it comes to something to do, when you wake up and you're doing what you love to do, you're doing and you're living an impact and you're giving your purpose to the world, you feel like your life has meaning. Forget feel like, you know your life has meaning. That's when life shifts. When you realize that your life has meaning, that's when things change. That's what's getting me through this season of quote unquote overwhelm, right? I have meaning. If I didn't feel the meaning, I wouldn't be doing this. It's bigger than me. So when you're doing what you're doing, make sure it's bigger than you, but you gotta have something in your life that you're doing, that you find purpose in, that you find meaning in, or you're not gonna live a vibrant life. You're gonna think life sucks. You're gonna think life is just, you just work the rest of your life and all the things, just living day to day, living, as I always say, in the mundane. That's not how you're meant to live life. So that's number two, okay? Something to do. Number one, someone to love. Number two, something to do. And number three, which is huge, something to look forward to. My dog, Jesse Isler, I never met him in person, but he has this calendar called the Big Ass Calendar. Excuse my French, that's what it's called. The Big Ass Calendar. And I love it because he teaches so much on creating experiences. And he's like, the experiences that you do add to the value of your life. And I agree, because at some point you can't create experiences with certain people. I wish I could create more experiences with my mother, my grandmother, some of my friends that are no longer here. But when you look forward to something, right? How do you feel? Right? When you know you have, oh, we're going on vacation or my birthday's coming up. You just feel different. You feel like life is not stuck, right? You feel like there's more purpose to your life. You're excited about something. But we can create that feeling every single day. When I wake up, 9 times out of 10, I'm waking up looking forward to something, whether it be recording a podcast, whether it be spending time with my kids, whether it be coaching my football team, whether it be speaking on stages, the list goes on, whether it be going on date night, I'm looking forward to something. So I'm always going to have experiences in my calendar. What's in your calendar? Like, what do you have to look forward to this week? Going to your job and that's it? Your 9 to 5, you might love that, by the way. That might be a great thing. Like, I love my mission. So I'm not dissing that, trying to be funny, but for some of us, we hate our job, and that's the only thing that we look forward to. We look forward to getting out of our job. We look forward to the weekend just because we ain't working. And we ain't doing nothing in the weekend. I want that to change for you this week. Right now, I want you to look forward to something. Look forward to reading the book, Protect Your Peace. That's number one. Let's look forward to this, right? Look forward to spending time with Protect Your Peace. That's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to seeing you hold this book. I'm looking forward to seeing you read this book. You can hear the excitement just changing my soul. I am looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to living my best life. I'm looking forward to elevating my life. I'm looking forward to going on vacation. I'm looking forward to being on the Today Show. I'm looking forward to doing bigger podcasts. I'm looking forward to getting on bigger stages. I'm looking forward to making bigger impact. I'm looking forward to something greater. Because when you don't look forward to something greater, you're going to settle. And y'all know what settling leads to. You're like, Trent, yes, we know. Yes, settling leads to suffering. Facts. When I look at people's life that are not enjoying life, I say, man, what do you have to look forward to? One person told me dying. I said, oh, no wonder why you ain't living. The more things you have to look forward to, the more excitement you're going to create in your life. And excitement is a great soul momentum to build your life off of, to progress your life, to have you live a more vibrant life, right? Excitement. Be excited about something. When's the last time you were excited to do something with your life? If you got to do girls' night out, boys' night out, if you got to, whatever it is, the list goes on. It could be walking your dog, man. I was excited to take Tank, my dog, out on a run. I was so excited because I was like, man, we haven't been on a run in a while. I want to see if Tank can keep up with me. He loves nature. I was so excited to do that. So Monday came, I woke up early, I had a smile on my face. I was so excited just to take him on a run. And I know it seems so simple, but it's the simple things and often the powerful things that power our life with joy, with excitement, with self-love. So I need you to really think about those three things. Number one, you got to have someone to love. Number two, you got to have something to do. And number three, you have to have something to look forward to. And if you can really elevate that this year, you're going to see a lot of change. You're going to see a lot of growth. You're going to see a lot of excitement. You're going to experience a lot of joy in your life. And that's what I want for you. That's what you deserve. And so I hope today's episode helped you. I hope you got some tactics to know when you're overwhelmed what to do. Just simply have a statement within yourself. Use reflective therapy. Have a disruptor to say, you know what? We're not going to go on this flow of overwhelm. We're going to stop the flow of overwhelm. We're going to create a new flow of overjoy. We're going to create so much joy in our life and so much appreciation that we're going to appreciate the moment instead of complaining about the moment. Because so many people complain about the blessing that they once prayed for, and it's a shame. I've been guilty of that. Like, bro, you used to, a guy probably like, bro, you used to pray for this. Like, you complain about it now that you got it? Man, that is an ungrateful soul. And an ungrateful soul, man, doesn't experience peace in their life. And I hope on this episode, those three things are things that you really think about and live by. And these are the simple things, y'all, that really change and shift your life. I'm not giving you no overwhelming stuff to be like, oh my gosh, that's like a brain. I can't say that word right here. That's like a brain mess up. You know what I mean? I want to say another word, like a brain, but I'm not going to say it. But I don't want you being overwhelmed with information like, how do I do it? I want it to be so simple and non-complicated that you have no choice but to do it. But like I say at the end of every single episode, it all starts with you. I love you. I appreciate you. Thanks for your time. Thanks for your energy. Thank you for allowing me to be vulnerable and transparent, because I wasn't born to be perfect. I was born to be real. So I'm always going to give you all that real and how I feel in my season. But yeah, more than ever, life is giving me the lesson that I'm teaching. But I'm loving it. I got so much to look forward to. And I can't wait to meet you one day. I can't wait for us to meet and talk one day. Hopefully you can be able to say, Trent, man, I listened to this episode. You did this for me, or this helped me. Like, I look forward to that. I look forward to the day that everything changes for you. Because when it changes for you, it just gives me so much confidence that my purpose is more powerful than the pain I used to experience in my past. And it keeps me going. But like I tell you at the end of every, what's up, Marmar? Marmar just came in here. She wanted to see daddy. So I got to end this episode. But like I tell you at the end of every single episode, it all starts with you. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Please share this with a friend. Share it on socials. Help us continue to grow. If this impacts your life in any way, please press share. Text it to somebody, put on your social media, tag me at Trent Shelton, at Trent Shelton Podcast. Let's keep taking the Trent Shelton Podcast to new heights. I appreciate you. Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself. Once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it.
Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real, no kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, or take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? How does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number, they're added to the group, and then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my Rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number. Not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies. So many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it.